we were saying, we don't want to be happy. We want other things. Or let's put it more accurately, we don't want to be unconditionally happy. I'm ready to be happy provided I have this and that and the other. And you know what we're really saying? We're saying, you are my happiness, to our friend, or to our God, or to anything. You are my happiness. If I don't get you, I refuse to be happy. And it's so important to understand that. Yes. Give me your name.
Jenny.
Jenny. Yes, Jenny.
Is it so much that we don't want to be happy, or that we cannot imagine being happy without all those things?
All right. That's pretty well put. Wouldn't it rather be that we cannot imagine being happy without all those things? That's pretty accurate, Jenny. Yes. And that's the reason why we don't want it. Because we cannot conceive of the fact that we would be happy without all of those things. We've placed our happiness, we've been taught to place our happiness in all of those things. So that's the first thing we need to do if we want to come awake, which is the same thing as saying if we want to love, if we want freedom, if we want joy and peace and spirituality. In that sense, spirituality is the most practical thing in the whole wide world. I challenge anyone to think of anything more practical than spirituality as I have defined it. Not piety, not devotion, not religion, not worship. Spirituality, waking up. Wake up. Look at the heartache everywhere. Look at the loneliness. Look at the fear, the confusions, the conflicts in the hearts of people. Inner conflict, outer conflict. Suppose somebody gave you a way of getting rid of all of that. Suppose somebody gave you a way of stopping that tremendous drainage of energy, of health, of the emotions that come from these conflicts and confusions. Would you want that? Suppose somebody showed us a way where we would truly love one another and be at peace at last. Can you think of anything more practical than that? But here you have people thinking that big business is more practical, or politics is more practical, or science is more practical. What's the earthly use, of putting a man in the moon when we cannot live on the earth?